The Moral is written by Professor Jack Benega, director of the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
Montgomery County is part of the Deep South. The Wikipedia entry for this Georgia county is short and to the point. It seems Montgomery County was named 200 years ago for the Revolutionary War general, Richard Montgomery. And it seems today the county is best noted for the continuing segregation of its prom nights, a practice that has continued for almost 40 years. The segregated prom nights for graduates of Montgomery County High School were the focus of a recent New York Times Sunday Magazine article. On Friday night, May 1st, the white students had their senior prom, and then, on the next night, the black students had theirs. The separate proms are privately sponsored. Students and parents organize them. Students' feelings about these racially segregated proms are mixed. "It's awkward," said one white student. "I have as many black friends as I do white friends. I don't think anybody at our school is racist." But, he continued, "this is how it's always been. It's just a tradition." The Times story sends a cultural shiver through those readers old enough to remember the civil rights era in our own history, with still fresh images of Rosa Parks refusing to give up her bus seat, segregated schools, freedom marches, and 100 years of post-Civil War racial discrimination. Something like this could never happen in Fresno. Or could it? It turns out that our own community has a long tradition of racially specific graduation ceremonies. These are not held at Bullard or Hoover High Schools and not at Roosevelt or Edison. Rather, they are held at Fresno State. The Latino Commencement Celebration just celebrated its 33rd annual event, and Fresno State's African American recognition ceremony has been held for 24 years. In 2009, Fresno State held 25 separate commencement ceremonies over a two-day period, in addition to the traditional graduate hooding ceremony on Friday evening and its inclusive general graduation on Saturday morning. Most of those other ceremonies are held to recognize students from the university's individual schools and departments, such as its School of Education and its School of Business. These ceremonies recognize graduates receiving specialized degrees. But three of the graduations are essentially segregated by race. Of these, the Latino commencement ceremony is the most prominent. It has its own website stating the purpose of the ceremony as to do something special for our students and the Latino community. In preparation for the event, each Latino student is asked for his or her national heritage and is provided a special sash, determined by the flag of the country the student identifies so as to distinguish themselves as Latinos and with pride acknowledge their country of origin. Approximately 10,000 people attend this annual event. On the one hand, we are shocked to read about the segregated proms in Deep South Georgia. Those seem a remnant of the old Jim Crow laws mandating segregation of public facilities. Those times, we hoped, were long gone. Ostensibly, the reason for the separate ceremonies at Fresno State is to promote ethnic pride. But other ethnic groups have not requested such endorsements. There are no Armenian or Indian ceremonies, nor are there any longer Asian American ceremonies. Graduations and the traditions that surround them mark transitions, important milestones. The best of those send students ahead inspired by messages of hope and encouragement to use their new skills to improve the world. Limiting this vision by emphasizing differences rather than commonalities may reflect a sadder part of our history rather than an optimistic vision for our future. The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.